We're back to the Neil Haley Show. My guest today is Garrett Dillahunt, and we're going to talk about his latest project, especially Red Right Hand with Orlando Bloom.
Correct.
How are you, Garrett? Thanks for stopping by.
I'm very well, and I'm really appreciative that you're speaking to me today.
Absolutely. So let's talk about specifically how you got this project and how this happened for you.
Sure. This was a fun one because I just got a phone call and said, you want to do this movie? We really like it when that happens.
Yeah.
And it's the kind of thing I like. You know, I like action. I like some kind of physical challenge in a project, and this had a ton of them. It was a good group of people. My buddy Walton Goggins had worked with the Nelms brothers before, one of their earlier movies, and John Hawks, I think, was in Small Town Crime. He's a buddy of mine from Deadwood. So they came highly recommended, and Orlando Bloom was the kicker. He's a real sweetheart, and we had a few good meetings and dove right in, shaved my head, and got to work.
All right, so let's talk about the premise of the movie, kind of talk about that, and then we'll talk about your character.
Okay. I keep saying it's me and Orlando Bloom doing some hillbilly on hillbilly crime. We're in Kentucky. Orlando and I both are former employees of the local drug kingpin. We've tried to sort of turn our lives around. The way I do that is through religion, and I become a preacher, sort of unordained, and clearly still has a lot of problems I'm working on because he's not perfect. And Cash gets out. Cash is who Orlando plays. He gets out a different way, but, you know, loves his family and wants to take care of his family, and she doesn't want to let her best employee go. So she finds ways to try to lure him back in, and it forces a confrontation. And I help him out. I'm that kind of eye for an eye preacher, I guess, in this. But it's a lot of action, a lot of bad guys, a lot of blood, and a lot of fun.
It sounds like a blast, man. It really does. And shout out to Prestonsburg, Kentucky, one of the stations, WDOC in Kentucky, that we have our show on. So talking about the whole process of Kentucky and Appalachia. Did you guys shoot in Appalachia?
No, not really. But we shot in several different small towns. You caught me off guard. I should have thought of that, which ones. But I sure loved shooting there. And the food was amazing. The local talent was great. And the atmosphere for days, you know, we're out in the woods, you know, running through the leaves and playing pretend with our pretend guns and punching each other. And it was fun. You know, it was kind of an actor's dream, these kinds of gigs. We all want to be tough guys, don't we?
Yeah. So, and as a preacher, a tough guy, I guess we're going to have to definitely watch the film to see more. There's not a lot of tough preacher, tough guys, are there?
Well, I don't know. You know, like you think of Pale Rider or something, you know, I think there's a lot of conflicted folk out there. And in the old days, the old Irish guys, you know, they'd teach their kids to box, you know. This feels like a throwback. This feels like one of those, you know, nobody's perfect. Everybody's trying to do their best, but when the chips were down, it's up to us to take care of ourselves, you know, at least in this world.
No doubt. It's most definitely. And what do you think you learned most about playing that character?
What did I learn most?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it would have been nice if they, you know, if he'd have taken a little more time to sort of find another solution, I suppose. You know, I think sometimes our own failures drive us to do things that we normally wouldn't, you know. And sometimes I think you need to slow up, take a breath before taking that action. You know, there's other ways to make amends than going deeper down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something, and I guess a bad guy. Do you like playing bad guys, Garrett?
Well, this guy's not a bad guy, but I don't mind. I've played a few. I think there's a humanity in there. you know, I'm sure you've heard this before, you know, it's the only way to make them memorable is if you make them believable, and that they're human beings, you know, who are the bad guys we remember, and that they're these flawed individuals that just think they're right, you know, and have reasons that in their mind make sense, maybe not to us, but I think just try to keep them human is the key to playing a good bad guy.
Absolutely. And, you know, you think about the bad guy. I am a former professional wrestler who's now 51 and decided to make a comeback into the ring at 51 years old. No. So it's pretty exciting. Yes.
How'd that go?
I'm already training again, you know, used to the ring. I just got to get the ring rust off, and I'm looking to do a documentary on my story. So I'm already going to be an Indiegogo fundraising and all that stuff. So it's going to be pretty cool stuff. And Garrett, you look, you have a laundry list of other projects as well. Tell us a little bit about what some of the other projects coming up for you. What's going on with you?
Okay. Well, I produced my own show called Sprung, which y'all can watch anytime you want, if you want to feel good, on Prime. It's free. And I just finished a series called Hysteria with Bruce Campbell, who's a personal favorite of mine, and Anna Camp. It's kind of a horror dramedy series. It was actually a lot of fun as well. And I start shooting my next film in May. It's called Every Other Weekend. I think is a beautiful period story as well, from like the 70s, early 80s. I shoot in upstate New York, so I'm fortunate to be working.
Hey, and again, now the projects are coming back, right? I was talking to another actor friend of mine, and she was talking about, like, she thought things were so slow with the strike, and then everything stopped, and then everything is just picking up like crazy, isn't it?
Well, I think it will soon. It's actually, there's kind of a lull, I think, as people, it's certainly more than during the strike. There was nothing during the strike, but the business is in flux, and they're trying to figure out a way to make it work for everybody. And I think it's not as busy as people were expecting, but it will be. Give it a couple more months. Let award season end. You know, let them figure out the new business model. You know, streaming's not working, so they're trying to figure it out. I think we'll see a dip in money for a while. We'll see a dip in production for a while. But once they find their feet, hopefully everything will come back.
Well, it's good you're working, and that's working hard, right, Garrett? For sure. You got to work hard to keep things going, right? And just constantly.
Never stop. But what's different, you know, that's how everyone is, isn't it? You know, this rough out there right now. Everybody's struggling. So certainly don't want to suggest that I work any harder than anybody else or I'm more deserving. You know, I feel very fortunate to make my living playing pretend.
Exactly.
I really appreciate guys like you talking to us about it, you know.
Hey, and thank goodness this is my show. I own the rights to it. I have it on I'm the number 6 celebrity podcast in the world, so this is just fun for me, right?
Fantastic.
And I'll be working with clients in a couple minutes and just go figure and get on these tours. And thanks again to Art Sears. I love Art. He's amazing, and I'm back with him. I'm number 6 celebrity podcaster in the world, according to FeedSpot, Garrett. So you definitely have to check me out and some of my other work. But we got to check
you
out as well.
Yeah,
for sure. Best place people, again, if we're talking about one movie that's available, Red Right Hand is now, will be available digitally tomorrow and in theaters and digital on February 23rd. Is that correct?
That's correct. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate it, Garrett. Thanks for stopping by, man. And thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Stay healthy. Take care of yourself and win.
I will win. No, you're going to see me soon. And we'll be on a red carpet somewhere together. Trust me. I got other projects as
Can't
well.
Wait.
Take care, man. See ya. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.